Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Intricately carved ostrich eggs, a life-size gummy bear self-portrait, a giant mosaic made of toast. These are just a few examples of the artwork that makes up the current exhibit at the American Visionary Art Museum. It's titled Yum, with three M's. The History, Fantasy, and Future of Food. And AVM Director Rebecca Hofberger is here to tell us about it. Welcome to On the Record.
Oh, thank you, dear Sheila.
How did you come up with this idea for an exhibition?
Well, every year I've picked, since we opened 21 years ago, the annual theme. And even though food is like so charming and can speak to little kids and old people and scholars and not, it's projected in less than four decades. We will be a planet of 2 billion more people than ever before. And it's confounded by the fact that we lose 25,000 square acres of agricultural land to desertification every year. So we're going to have less healthy places, oceans, etc., to grow and provide food for more, exponentially more people. And so we need visionary thinking, creativity, kindness, and a great moral sense to guide how food will be produced and shared as we go very quickly into the next few decades.
Many of us would have brains that would think of that problem and think of what kind of studies should there be and graphs and charts and data. But you think of it in terms of art.
You know, we always have this thing where we partner with scientists and philosophers and comics and everything. So it begins with the benefits of mother's milk, you know, the first food. Then you come up the ramp and we have personal food secrets from Post-Secret Project. And then we go into the environmental facts. There's going to be a lot of climate diaspora, both from the Middle East and Africa, and then also our coast.
So what did you tell artists?
I actually worked with people who were already exalting some aspect of food.
When you started this exhibit,
yes,
did you expect that so many of the works would be not just about food, but made of food?
Yes, absolutely. I mentored first-time guest curator John Lewis, and he found works by an artist that worked in seeds who would make portraits of musicians. But he didn't have a Willie Nelson, so I said, oh my gosh, we can't have musicians in seeds in the show without Willie Nelson, who did so much for the small farmer. And he made the most gorgeous one. And then I went to my old friend Jerry Beck, who worked in toast and crumbs. I wanted to have a wall of bread that would rival the Amber Room in Russia, was my joking reference, and floor to ceiling. You'll see wonderful things made out of burnt toast that are incised with carvings. And then there is Christian Tromley. He did an 8-foot statue of the Muppet kind of Swedish chef running after a chicken out of 4,000 different colored marshmallow peeps. There's a piece by a Native American that's beautiful, and it's entirely titled, We Gave You Corn, You Gave Us Smallpox. And we have a lot of work from Cuba for the first time that talk about the hardships of embargo. So we're really looking at every aspect of food, agricultural, environmental, playful. There is glorious, glorious work by well over 30-some artists in this show.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. I'm speaking with Rebecca Hofberger, founder of the American Visionary Art Museum, about its current exhibit, Yum, the History, Fantasy, and Future of Food.
Amen.
Give us an example of a piece that provokes us to think about the future of food.
The future of food. We have a lot of fantasy. One of my guards, Bernard Stickler, did an incredible first-time animation on the fact that microbial life deep in the earth where there's no sunlight, they couldn't figure out what the heck are they eating. Turns out they were leaching electrons directly from the rocks, which meant that sentient life could be existing off of so many things we can't even imagine. They don't have to follow our rules, you know. So the future of food is more outlined in the text itself. There's a lot of people working on this, and we're really trying to bring those futurists to the limelight.
I understand that Wayne Coyne, lead singer for the Flaming Lips, has a piece in the exhibition.
Yes, that's John's great friend who had a wonderful piece in the last Big Hope show. And this one is a life-size gummy bear. It just screams, bite me.
You mentioned John Lewis.
Yes.
Your co-curator for this exhibition. He's the arts and culture editor at Baltimore Magazine, as well as on the faculty of MICA. Is this the first time that you've worked with a curating partner?
Oh, no. I've picked every theme since we opened in 1995, and I have wholly curated, I'd say at this point, the majority of shows. In this case, John had never curated before. He has some wonderful contacts and wanted to give him that opportunity, and I did. But I have worked with Roger Manley and Lee Kogan from the Folk Art Museum and the husband and wife founders of Raw Vision Magazine. But we always work very closely. I always help sculpt the message in every show and usually pick a good amount, if not the majority, of the artists.
This probably just shows that I don't really understand what a curator does. I think of a big part of it is choosing from existing art. And I'm curious in this case, how much was existing and how much of this art was created because you had this idea for this exhibition?
Well, we've never shown a community project as part of an exhibition before, and that was working with my old friend Jerry Beck. You know, we all make bread in our own way. It's flour, salt, and water, whether it becomes naan or flour tortilla or white bread, or we all take the same stuff and make it in our own way. I also have a wall of grace, the most beautiful table graces from all over the world, every faith. It's really amazing. So it's really telling a story. Our museum is not typical in that it's almost like a play we put on with these themes, with the artist as like the lead characters, but the text and the quotes and the social justice aspect, as well as what is cutting edge and visionary, as well as the strange facts like sugar is molecularly almost identical to cocaine. And actually, when you ingest sugar, it lights up the same part of your brain as does cocaine and heroin. And we have Bobby Adams, who has struggled with his weight, and he has a great thing called Sugar Man in the show. That's a film where he has a pig mask on, talking about how incredibly addictive sugar is.
You haven't mentioned the piece in this exhibition that captivated a lot of the reviewers, the giant mechanical mandala made out of paper plates.
I cannot even tell you. Wendy Brackman is a genius, and you can Google Wendy Brackman. It's all 100% paper plates. It's 10 feet across diameter with moving parts, and it has giant ants and bees. And then the corn and the little kernels of corn are made from the curly edges of paper plates. It is exquisite beyond. I'm telling you, if some big factory doesn't grab that, I mean, some industrial food company and buy it for their lobby. It's hypnotic.
So what do you want people to take from this exhibit?
I want them not to feel guilty about the different food habits they might have, but to feel empowered to understand that they are in charge of what they put in their mouths and what they put in their children's mouths. So you have to become an enlightened person, because in many ways we really are what we eat. So it's an enlightening show. It's like a course in Food 101 when you come through. It's a delight.
It sounds fascinating. Thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you, Sheila.
Rebecca Hofberger is director of the American Visionary Art Museum and co-curator of the current exhibition, Yum! The History, Fantasy, and Future of Food. The exhibit will be on display through September 3rd. We have a link to it on the record page at wypr.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow.